WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The director, Steven Soderbergh, is the youngest ever to win the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival. And even more galling, the movie is his first feature. All that, taken together with the rest of the hype and ballyhoo surrounding sex, lies, and videotape, makes it a very easy film to dislike. Easy, that is, until the lights go down. The first thing you notice is that this movie is fun. It's witty and sexy and intriguing, and the characters wrap you around their little fingers. There are only four of them. Andie MacDowell plays a southern housewife and former high school beauty who now finds herself strangely uninterested in sex, especially with her dashing but self-enamored husband, a hotshot lawyer played by Peter Gallagher. But MacDowell's sister, played by Laura San Giacomo, is carrying on a tempestuous affair with MacDowell's husband. She doesn't like him any better than MacDowell does, but she'll do anything to get back at the sibling she's always despised. Into the heart of this pulsing triangle drifts the husband's old college buddy, played by James Spader, a gentle, oddly insinuating young man who has a way of drawing women into conversation and getting very intimate very quickly. Here he is bearing his soul to Andie MacDowell and getting her to bear hers.
I think that sex is overrated. I think that people place far too much importance on it. And I think that stuff about women wanting it just as bad as men is crap. I mean, I think that women want it, I just don't think that they want it for the same reason that men think they do. Do you understand what I'm...
Yeah, I remember reading somewhere that men learn to love the person that they're attracted to, and that women become more and more attracted to the person that they love.
God, that's really beautiful. I like that.
I'm just quoting.
So are you going to tell me something personal?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't want it to be something gross about some scar or something. I want it to be something really personal about yourself. You know,
all right, okay. I'm impotent.
Not that Spader doesn't like women. He just doesn't like them live. His sex life consists of videotaping women as they recount their sex lives to him. Then, alone at last, he takes off his clothes and watches their confessions. In a way, his approach to sex is exactly the opposite of Gallagher and San Giacomo's. To them, as to adulterers from time immemorial, sneaking around and lying is a turn-on. To Spader, and finally to the women whom he tapes, the sexiest thing you can do is tell the truth. In fact, part of what draws MacDowell and San Giacomo to Spader is the sense that, although he's scrupulously honest, there's a layer of truth he hasn't unburied in himself. And the attempt to get to the bottom of him is, for them, the ultimate turn-on. Unfortunately, the Spader character has no bottom. Or rather, when we get to it during the film's climactic videotape, it feels tidy, contrived, and psychologically false. For the movie's first two-thirds, Steven Soderbergh has captured the surfaces of these lives perfectly. It's when he dives beneath those surfaces that we realize we're watching the work of a man who is, after all, only 26 years old. Still, he's directed his actors like a master, especially the women. San Giacomo, who seems to be inventing her own gritty eroticism before our eyes, and MacDowell, who shows us in subtle ways that her character's repression is the flip side of a spurned sensuality. Sex, Lies, and Videotape isn't completely satisfying, but you may find yourself walking out of it feeling exhilarated. Soderbergh makes it seem as though the world were full of miraculous, undiscovered women, each in her own way a new universe.